Hi everyone, welcome to the first episode of That's the Tea. This is an introduction episode of myself and what the rest of the podcast will be about. I've been trying to do this podcast for a very long time now. I want to say at least 5 years. And every year it just kept getting harder to do it. I would sit down and try and figure out what I was going to do. And then guess what happens? Life happens. So it just becomes very difficult, especially when you're a parent. I mean, sometimes just going shopping, it's a huge task to do when you have someone running around or needing you or whatever. But anyway, I'm glad that it's finally happening. This podcast, it's supposed to be, the intention was to record stuff that dads could listen to, because when I was younger and I was, new to this whole dad situation, there wasn't a lot that I could look to and hear a fellow dad just talk about daily life with their children and the struggles, the beautiful moments, all that sort of stuff. Even for a little bit of advice, or even if it wasn't advice per se, just like listening to another dad's experience always helped. So I figured I would do something similar to that. Now, don't think that this is a podcast specifically for dads, because it's not. I am a dad, so I'm just hoping that the dads that do listen to this, get something out of it. By no means am suggesting to take this as advice and do what I do. It's just more me sharing with the world my experience as a dad, which is, like I said, something that I wanted to listen to when I was younger, if it had been available. But anyway, let's get to personal details about myself. I am 31 years old. My birthday just passed. Thank you very much for those late birthday wishes, people. I am from the south side of Chicago. I moved to Kenosha, Wisconsin when my son was born, which was 2011, and I had just turned 21. It's been quite the journey ever since. He's amazing. Since he was a baby, it just, like, the things that he did amazed me. And I, as cheesy as this is going to sound, like, I never thought I could love someone as much as I love him. Prior to that, just going through the pregnancy and all that stuff was super scary, and a part of me just wanted to stay home in Chicago with my family. Like, I was not prepared for the life of a parent, but just being at the hospital that day when he was born was such an experience. And I hope that people that deserve to be parents, or people that want to be parents, I should say, really get to experience that joy, because it's such a moment that can be recreated. It's just, you're watching life happen right in front of your eyes, and you look at this, little child. By the way, I think babies look crazy when they're born. They are not cute. But when my son was born, although just looking at the photos now, I'm like, oh, bro, you're kind of ugly. You look like a little creature. But when he was born, I had never seen such a beautiful baby in my life. He was born with a full set of hair, his eyes fully open, so he could see what the heck was going on. And immediately, I bursted into tears. I kind of forgot about his mom. Actually, yeah, I kind of completely forgot about her once he came out. And I went to, hang out with him, and while his mom just lay there after giving birth. So I apologize. I got to hold him, and I got to stare at him for a very long time, and he was staring right back at me, which was, again, a moment that you can't really fully explain. It was fucking beautiful. Okay, one thing, as I'm doing this, I do curse, so I'm sorry, just throwing that out there right now. I believe cursing is part of being genuine and honest, so that's my excuse. But I do tend to curse, so if that offends anyone, I'm really sorry. But you'll hear a few regular, everyday life curse words, especially when you're a parent. Fast forward a little bit, actually about a year, and by that time I had already become a single parent. His mom and I decided to just go our own ways and live our separate lives. We co-parent. So it doesn't mean that just because I became a single dad, I was, completely a single dad. I wasn't we still had we shared custody, so it was 50-50, and we've done that ever since. Not something easy. I think people sometimes look at it and they see how well you do things and they think that, oh, those are great people, that's how it should be. But everyone that's a co-parent or a single parent understands that there's a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes that no one ever gets to see. Sometimes you have to compromise, sometimes you have to sacrifice, and sometimes you just have to suck it up, because that's what co-parenting is doing your best for, or both coming together for the common goal, which is, you know, the children. And for us, that's Leo. So we've been doing a pretty good job at maintaining that co-parenting relationship for him, because it's so important. It's so important to their health, both physically, mentally. That's a huge part of what will help them become whatever person they decide to be. So if you're in a situation where you are always fighting with the other parent, or, you know, if it's ugly, just remember that the one that suffers the most is your child. And again, this isn't advice, it's just experience. And I think it's super helpful to understand that it isn't so much about you, it's more about the kid that you brought into the world. You know, he or she didn't ask to be here. You kind of just put them in this fucking world that's crazy sometimes, but it's your responsibility now to make sure they have a good experience with it. That's my take on it. That's why I do what I do. I co-parent every day of my life, even when I don't have my son with me. But it quickly became apparent to me that in order for his life to be as amazing as possible, I would have to do whatever it took to maintain a good relationship with his mom. Now, as far as my life, I grew up with both my parents, and I know that's something that's uncommon for some reason. In the States, they've been together 20-something years. I'm sorry, Mom and Dad, I can't even think of your freaking anniversary right now. But they've been together ever since, so I got to hang out with both of my parents, and I got to have my family with me all the time. It wasn't great all the time, but to me, it was awesome. I never had to worry about my mom not being there or my dad not being there or them being there together. So that was something that was really hard for me to come in terms with when I became a single parent, because as a parent, you want the absolute best for your children. I can't stress that enough. I think most parents feel that way. And as stressful as it may be, like, you really do your best to make sure that they have a good life. For me, I beat myself up about it all the time, because I grew up with a family and my son was sharing homes now, and he was meeting different people, and it wasn't the traditional, typical lifestyle that I got to experience. But putting that aside, I decided that I would be the best dad that I could be. And it wasn't because I wanted some recognition, or because I wanted to just be, or because I wanted some award or some shit like that. No, like, I remember what my dad was like, and I remember what he wasn't like. So I took that, and it's molded me into the dad that I am today. A lot of mistakes along the way, a lot of them, but a lot of lessons learned, and a lot of beautiful moments in between. It's a never-ending like life lesson, you know, being a parent, because every age is different. You know, your kids don't stop growing. It's not like there's this handbook for, oh, your son turns one this year and then he'll be this year and here's all the information. No, it's definitely a lot not like that. One day they're taking little shits and you have to clean them up all the freaking time. Another day they're taking a dump by themselves and you're just, you know, amazed by this. And one day they want to be in the bathroom with you at every moment, you know, just follow you around or asking you for snacks. And then another day they don't want to do that anymore and they're telling you, hey, close your eyes, you're in the bathroom. And you're just like, you know, you're still a baby, you're my baby, shut up. But it just so much happens in between, and you're always learning is what I'm trying to get to. My son recently told me a few things that I was like, bro, what? How did you know about any of this? It's wild to me. But that's just a perfect example of, like, you're always learning. You think you're doing this smooth job, and out of nowhere, boom, like, they hit you with something. And you're like, dang, I did not realize that. Trying to think of a perfect example right now. My son is turning 10 this year, by the way. And I'm trying to think of, like, something that... So just, like, words that he uses sometimes. I'm like, what is that? What does that mean? So a popular one right now is no cap. And I was like, what does that mean? I work with teenagers, and I've heard them say that before, but when I heard it from my son, I was just like, what is going on? And then he explained to me, it just means that you're not lying or whatever. So just, you know, no matter what age they are, you're going to learn something from them. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Please check out the next when it drops. Most of the episodes will consist of just stories and experiences, as I mentioned before. And eventually we'll get to some really random stuff. Don't mind me if I go off tangent and start talking about something different. But the focus of this, it's my son. And I hope that whoever's listening to this, in some way it entertained you, maybe inspired you. I hope you keep giving these episodes a shot, because there's a lot of information. It's 10 years and I'm making an episode of all that experience. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast. It means so much to me. Stay safe, people. Stay happy. Stay peaceful. Stay away from nasty people. And enjoy life. Peace and love, y'all.